You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Let's have a look at a piece of economic news from the South African economy. And it's quite a piece of dramatic news, actually. Or rather, it's a piece of quite dramatic news. Let me put it that way. Better English. And it's the CPI. And that's consumer price inflation. CPI inflation decelerated by more than expected in October, it says here, on slower transport and food inflation. Let me just give you the numbers. CPI inflation decelerated to 3.7% year-on-year in October, down from 4.1% year-on-year in September, with market consensus of 3.9% during that same period. On the telephone now is the chief economist at Investec in Johannesburg, and that's Annabel Bishop. It's quite a big number, Annabel, I think.
That's a big fall. You know, and I think what's quite key here is we really are starting to see the very subdued, flat nature of the economy coming through in the inflation figures. You know, demand very weak in South African economic growth, possibly at 0.5, if not worse. I think there's a real risk that the third quarter of this year actually saw GDP contract, because we saw very substantial third quarter of around 5% from the industrial production side. That's your manufacturing, mining, and of course electricity. That then obviously would foretell that likely your transport sector and construction industry could also have come under pressure. And of course, you know, feeding that through into salaries and wages into your tertiary sector would likely show there is this moderation in demand. So of course, you know, on face value, what pulled inflation down below expectations in this latest print was food price inflation being weaker than expected. But there's also a demand component in there. You know, individuals perhaps, you know, not consuming as much or as high-priced food as has happened historically. And this is borne out by a number of other institutions' research. You know, if you look at the Chamber of Agriculture, I think its actual precise name is Agricultural Business Chamber, or AGBIS. You know, they're also talking about this weakness in inflation and very low consumer demand.
Yes, 3.7% is coming very close to the midpoint of the...
below the midpoint.
No, of course, yes. It's actually a 3 to 6%. So 4.5% is the midpoint. We're actually getting to the point where we get to...
Yes, of the 3% band. 3%.
Yes. So we're right at the bottom. So, of course, everyone's now saying, everyone on Twitter and everybody that I speak to are saying, of course, there's absolutely no justification for not cutting rates. And not to cutting rates by 25 basis points, but by 50, maybe even 1%, where there is no justification not to be bold. What do you think, Annabel Bishop?
Oh, well, I do like some boldness in the face of this economy, which I think is actually teetering on going below 0% on a more permanent basis. I mean, that sounds like a very stark and, you know, perhaps even extreme thing to say. But the reality is we've seen economic growth drop down from 3% in 2011-12 to 0.5% this year on a very steady downward trend, which means if that trend persists, where are we next year? GDP growth of 0.2% perhaps, if that trend persists. We're not saying it will, but, you know, these are the risks. Fundamental reforms or changes happening from a government side. We're not seeing a change in the regulatory environment. Red tape hasn't been massively reduced. In fact, we've actually seen our ease of doing business deteriorate this year. And, you know, that's because other countries that are compared to us have been improving the ease of doing business. They've been reducing the regulatory burden, and we haven't been doing this. So, you know, a grave concern, really. And, of course, you know, obviously an interest rate cut is often seen as helpful in the face of inflation, probably what may scupper the chance of an interest rate cut at this meeting is Moody's risk of a credit rating downgrade. And, of course, the Reserve Bank talks of a risk premium built into the interest rates. It talks up a very big risk premium. And indeed, because Moody's has dropped us onto a negative outlook from stable, the risk of them is now the next move will be a downgrade unless we return to a stable outlook. What does that really mean? Well, when you get into sub-investment grade from investment grade from all three credit rating agencies, which is the risk we're facing, then of course you find yourself in a situation where there is upward pressure on your interest rates. Bond yields rise. There's significant upward pressure on money market rates, and the Reserve Bank probably does not want to cut interest rates now into the face of that. The other thing the Reserve Bank will tell you is they don't target inflation now. In fact, they don't even target the figure that came out today, because it's historical. It came out in October. So a very large misunderstanding always, you know, from that perspective. The Reserve Bank instead will target inflation in 12 to 18 months' time. And that's really the key point. You know, our forecasts now show that inflation next year is probably going to be 4.5%, and it might even be slightly lower than that. And then really the big kicker is 2021. What's inflation going to be in 2021? Well, it's probably going to be very subdued as well, unless of course we have some massive global shock come through, like a huge oil price shock or a very substantial rand appreciation. taking all these factors together, on the demand side, you probably could see an interest rate cut. But of course, it's not our job to change interest rates. It's the Reserve Bank. And of course, given their great concern on the credit rating front, and of course, you know, the fact they're probably going to be talking about the MTBPS at this meeting tomorrow, because, you know, they haven't had a meeting until now. They obviously probably will come out and say, unfortunately, no change in interest rates.
Annabelle, I'm listening to what you're saying and I'm almost weeping metaphorical tears here, because I know you believe the Reserve Bank is doing a very good job, and it is. But on the other hand, we've got a relatively stable rand. We've got zero demand. The economy is going to go into recession, in my humble opinion, as a hack broadcaster. And so just be bold, for goodness sake, and cut the rates. You can always put them back up again if it causes market disruption, if the capital market or the rand does something silly. But we can't keep on having the sword of Damocles, which is the rating agencies, hanging over our head. Have a look at the domestic economy, cut interest rates, make it cheaper for corporates to do their business and therefore create jobs, please.
I think we do need more liquidity in the system. I really think the Reserve Bank could have other options besides the repo rate. And of course, it could actually look at the repo window, the repurchase window, and of course, pump more liquidity into the system. I'm not of the view that we necessarily need to have inflation at the low levels that it is now. Of course, there's always the risk that inflation jumps up again next year and the year after. As you said, you know, Reserve Bank could put up interest rates, and the Reserve Bank will turn right around and say to you, well, there's a 12 to 18 month lead time between interest rates. So if we cut interest rates now, it's really only going to stimulate the economy down the line, and of course impact inflation in 12 to 18 months. And, you know, I suppose one of the key tenets of the Reserve Bank that they look at is financial market stability. And, you know, from that perspective, they wouldn't want to introduce the volatility. So, you know, nice sentiments and hopes that we could see an interest rate cut. On balance, if you look at it very objectively and you look at, you know, what the Reserve Bank has tended to do in the past from an assessment perspective, it seems likely they won't cut, even though obviously it would be very cheering if they did.
Yes, it would for certain sectors of the community, but that would knock on to other sectors of the community as well, whether it be the economy, whether it be social structures, who knows. But I do think that there has to be some kind of fillip, in other words, some kind of stimulus, some kind of, even if it's only a psychological 25 basis points, then we have to do something. You don't think they're going to do anything, though? I saw your RAND note a week ago, which more or less said, no, there's nothing going to happen this year.
I think that's really the story. And, you know, the RAND itself is obviously always strengthens when our interest rates go up, because it gives foreigners more yield. So they would like to invest at higher rates. But, you know, our yield is very good anyway at the moment. If you look at our 10-year government bond yields at 8-9%, you look at the inflation rate of 4%, maybe you're looking at around about a 5% real return, if not least. That's really attractive in any event. So I'm not convinced that a 25 basis point cut now would be catastrophic in the system. But unfortunately, if you look at the Reserve Bank's history, you know, the last time they cut interest rates, because we moved from a negative to a stable outlook, and that was a year ago. You know, now that we've moved from a stable to a negative outlook, you know, if you just go on history repeating itself, they probably won't cut rates.
Annabelle, thank you very much for your analysis. That's Annabelle Bishop, the chief economist at Investec in Johannesburg, talking about the October CPI from the Republic of South Africa. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.